Good morning. This is 90.7 WMFE News. I'm Tom Parkinson with special coverage of the Space Shuttle Atlantis, bringing an end to NASA's Space Shuttle program. Atlantis has been on a 13-day mission to the International Space Station, the last time a shuttle will ever be at the orbiting space lab, and it's now on its final approach to Kennedy Space Center. 90.7's Judith Smeltzer is there at Kennedy Space Center and joins us now live. How are things looking right now, Judith?
Hi, Tom. Well, Atlantis, everything is looking great. The weather is looking good. NASA has been talking all morning about how perfect and pristine the weather is here at Kennedy Space Center. The deorbit burn went as planned, and actually Atlantis has just crossed over the southwestern coast of Florida, right around Naples. And so it's slowing itself down. It's making the steep S-turns that it makes coming into the area to help slow it down and burn off some of the energy. And, of course, the shuttle, when it comes in, it's going to be acting as a glider. It's not going to use any of its engines like on an airplane, so it's a very delicate operation. But right now, everything looks to be going well. Actually, also right now, you can actually see the space station over Kennedy Space Center. It's visible for about 4 minutes, and people are very excited about that here because, of course, the space station, many people consider that the legacy of the space shuttle, and so that's kind of like a final goodbye to the shuttle program from the station here at Kennedy.
That's kind of sweet. So it is. There are very clear conditions, obviously, if you can see the shuttle, and you can actually, or you can see the station, rather, you can see the space station with the naked eye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It passes over, and you can see it. It looks kind of like a star moving very quickly through the sky.
So, Judith, today really is the end of the line for the shuttle program. How are the people you're talking to there feeling about that?
You know, NASA for this whole mission has been very focused on the mission, focused on a safe mission, a safe landing today. But there's been a palpable sense throughout this mission of the fact that this is the end. Everything that's happened, people have talked about, it's the last time. It's the last time the shuttle is undocked from the space station. Even the other day this week, the mission officials had a mission briefing, and they said this is the last mission status briefing. And so, you know, officials are very adamant that Atlantis's flight is being treated like all the rest, don't want to lose focus, want to make sure everything's done safely. But I've also heard lots of NASA officials say that it's going to be after Atlantis rolls to a stop on the runway in just a few minutes from now, after that wheel stop, that everybody's going to allow themselves to feel the emotion associated with this milestone. So I think you're probably going to see a lot of that today, more than maybe you have over the past few days of the mission, and you will certainly see it a lot going forward.
Well, you know, we're talking a lot about this being the final mission, but it was a mission to the International Space Station, and it had other purposes rather than just a ceremonial victory lap, if you will. Tell us a bit about this final mission.
Well, it was a very important mission. It delivered a year's worth of supplies to the International Space Station. 4 tons of supplies were delivered. Also, they're taking a bunch of things that the station didn't need back to Earth. So it was very, very, very important mission. By the way, we just heard the two sonic booms. We could feel them here at Kennedy Space Center. So Atlantis is definitely on its approach here, about 3 minutes away from landing, and shook the building here at Kennedy Space Center.
I think we heard it here, too. Of course, I'm insulated inside the studio, but I believe that we just heard it here. You can hear just a little bit outside the studio here in East Orlando. This mission, you know, an unusual thing and something that I think maybe people don't remember from just a few months ago is that this mission wasn't even really supposed to happen. It wasn't on the schedule originally.
That's right, Tom. I mean, the previous mission on Endeavour was supposed to be the last shuttle flight. Atlantis was going to be just the rescue shuttle for Endeavour. You know, if for some reason Endeavour was damaged during the flight, during the launch, or any other issue during the mission, Atlantis would fly up and rescue the Endeavour crew from the space station. But, you know, NASA realized they were preparing this shuttle to fly anyway, so why not go ahead and send it up with this whole big new bunch of supplies that the station is going to need for the next few years of its life. And so of course, that meant they had to develop a whole plan for what would happen if something bad happened with Atlantis and who would rescue Atlantis. And that was worked out with the Russians with the Soyuz. But obviously, you know, that wasn't needed. And by the way, we're just getting on NASA TV the first very, very small, looks like, glimpse of Atlantis coming in to landing. It's dark, obviously. It's the 19th... The 19th night landing here at Kennedy. So we're not going to be able to see a whole lot, but we're seeing through the high-resolution cameras, starting to see the shuttle coming into view.
We can hear the NASA audio in the background there saying that the ship is coming down and is visible. So
it is visible.
How long now until the scheduled touchdown?
Looking at about a minute away now. Okay. And right now, the as I said, the shuttle is acting as a high-tech glider. It doesn't have engines that bring it in, but it's also gliding at an angle that's about seven times steeper than a commercial airliner would be when it's landing. So it's quite a delicate operation here.
And it's moving fast when it hits the runway, right?
It's moving more than 200 miles an hour when it hits the runway. It obviously has to slow way down even to get to that point, going thousands of miles an hour up until that point. But yeah, 200 miles an hour at touchdown. Of course, the drag chute will help to slow it down.
Pilot point of view camera, 1 minute till touchdown.
Right now, we're starting to get the heads-up display here that the pilot sees as it brings Atlantis into land, as it's lining up with the runway.
And the Atlantis, it doesn't come directly in. It circles around, kind of makes an S turn around the Cape area once, right?
Yeah, that's right. It has to come back to align with NASA. With Kennedy Space Center. So we're looking at pretty close to a minute here up to touchdown.
Where will
everything's still looking good?
Maneuver executed.
I wanted to ask you, the shuttle, I think it's just about to land now.
In fact, we're seeing the heads-up display, and we're looking at the runway. We're seeing the same view that the pilot's seeing.
All right.
And
here we go.
Let's listen to NASA.
Main gear touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Ferguson rotating the nose gear down to the deck. Nose gear touchdown.
Atlantis.
Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
And Atlantis gliding to a stop here on the runway at Kennedy Space Center. The drag chute just floating away now. And we're just waiting for that call of wheel stop.
And mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history. And it's come to a final stop.
And with that...
We copy your will stop, and we'll take this opportunity to congratulate you, Atlantis, as well as the thousands of passionate individuals across this great spacefaring nation who truly empowered this incredible spacecraft, which for three decades has inspired millions around the globe. Job well done, America.
Hey, thanks, Butch. Great words. You know, the space shuttle's changed the way we view the world, and it's changed the way we view our universe. It's a lot of emotion today, but one thing's indisputable. America's not going to stop exploring. Thank you, Columbia, Challenger, Discovery, Endeavor, and our ship Atlantis. Thank you for protecting us and bringing this program to such a fitting end. God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America.
So that's it, Judith.
Atlantis. We'll meet you on 5-3.
The space shuttle then. That's it. The space shuttle Atlantis is on the ground, back home safely. I don't know. I really got some goosebumps there hearing the shuttle crew as they spoke to mission control for the first time on Yeah, on the
yes,
ground.
Yes, you can hear the emotion in people's voices. And as I said earlier, everyone at NASA was saying that this was the when they were going to allow themselves to start feeling that emotion. When Atlantis was safely back and the mission completed, and you know, usually wheel stop is fairly perfunctory call. It's wheel stop, end of the mission. But today they said a little bit more and took some time to mark the end in the historic event that just took place right now.
Well, let me just ask you briefly, Judith, what's next for Kennedy Space Center now that the shuttle program is over?
Well, that's an interesting question, and certainly you just heard a crew of Atlantis alluding to the fact that America would keep exploring, and certainly Kennedy Space Center wants to be a big part of that. Wants to be more than just a place for launches and landings, though. It's going to be helping with the research portion of the International Space Station. It's going to be hoping to put together the crew capsule that NASA is hoping to send into deep space eventually, and it hopes to be involved in the commercial space launches. Companies like SpaceX, which are already preparing to take cargo up to the International Space Station. They're supposed to be a flight later this year, in fact, that's going to test that out, and maybe perhaps eventually taking astronauts to the International Space Station as well. Kennedy Space Center is trying to position itself to be a part of all of that.
All right, Judith. Well, thank you for that information, and we'll check in with you later on throughout the morning. And thank you for being there for us this morning. You've been listening to special coverage of the landing of Space Shuttle Atlantis on 90.7 WMFE Orlando.